Welcome to Safety Chats. Host Jason Stark, Director of Safety at Baldwin Safety and Compliance, shares decades of aviation experience and a passion for safety. Let's get started with this week's Safety Chat.
Do you remember when we were kids, at least when I was a kid, do you remember the statement, what if? What if you were to ride your bike down that very steep hill and take the ramp at the bottom? And then that was usually followed by, why dare you? The question, what if, is a very powerful question, even today, and it kind of forms a part of what's called the thought experiment. But anyway, hey, how is everybody? This is Jason. Welcome to the Baldwin Safety Chat podcast. Really so thrilled that you're here. Just love to be here with you. Love to talk about things that can impact safety and safety management. So I led off with this idea of what if. It is really fascinating that we can ask these questions and kind of untangle the world we live in. What I mean by that is that we can ask these questions and we can find ways to navigate what might be some very complex situations. Let me explain. What we're engaging in here are basically thought experiments, like part of a mental model, but thought experiments. And a big part of that is the what if. In the development of the equipment we use, for example, an aircraft, a tug, whatever it may be, as we talked about when we spoke about complexity versus being complicated, the equipment that we work with is complicated, right? Like an aircraft has a lot of systems, and a tug has systems, a lot of systems as well. And they all have to work together, obviously, to effectively perform what the equipment was designed for. The engineers that design the equipment practice what's commonly referred to as system safety. So they look at the system, how could the system fail, and what redundancy or what safeguards they need in place. A lot of times that's done with what if, and part of that would be like looking at a fault tree analysis or a failure modes and effect diagram, but they don't have an answer necessarily. They're like, what if? And then they think through it. They use these thought experiments to say, okay, well then, if this is credible, then we need to put something into place, which is fantastic. And we love our equipment for the fact that they've gone through that work. They've done their due diligence to put in the safeguards we need for that equipment to work safely. But that ends at the design and production of the equipment. When it comes to us in the front line, now we're using that complicated piece of equipment in a complex environment. And it is my thought that these what-if questions become even more important. It's interesting that Shane Parrish, the owner and founder and writer of Farnham Street Blog, which by chance if you get to check it out, it really is a good blog, a lot of good thought-provoking material. But he states, when finding empirical evidence is impossible, we have to turn to thought experiments to unspool complex concepts. So when we look at our operating environment and how we operate in the environment, it becomes very important for us to engage in these thought experiments to get a sense of how a particular failure or an event or even an action could play out based on our empirical evidence on what we've seen. Because if we had answers to every single possible outcome that could happen in our environment, we would be kind of pointless, right? Because they would all be mitigated. We'd know how everything would play out, put in controls to reduce the severity and or probability. But we don't have that. So it's upon us to work through that. Generally speaking, it will be unique to our environment, how we operate. Now, there's a lot of commonality because we operate in environments that are similar to many other organizations. But sometimes with the people that we have, the equipment we use, the organizational culture we have, it's a little bit different. So these what-if scenarios become really important. So think about how fun that would be on, say, like a Friday afternoon. We call some of the frontline experts into a room. Bring some food, because everybody loves food. Say, we're going to spend the next hour and a half, and we are going to talk about what if. What if we are in a hurry and we lift that aircraft tire and we scoop it up with the tug and we don't strap it in and all of a sudden we hit a chalk on the ramp? But it's that what if, you know, and obviously that would highlight the importance of strapping and making sure that the area around the aircraft is clear and we have those controls in place. So maybe not a great example, but it's that what if we lose an engine on departure from a challenging airport? We were supposed to make sure we have climb gradients established, but what would that look like? What else would we need? Maybe just a couple examples there, not the best, But it gets you thinking, what if? So as Shane Parrish has said, we can start unspooling the complexity within the environment we operate and start determining, do we have the controls in place or do we not? Or do we have to consider adding that capacity into the system? Because like we talked about last time, we operate in a complex environment and we adapt, but are the controls there? And we can find that by doing these thought experiments and determining what if. So a little short one today, but just kind of want to put that little nugget in your head. And I think it's just a fascinating topic. Would love to expand on that further. Maybe not here, but if any of you want to drop me a line, you want to have a phone call and you want to talk about this more, I think it'd be great fun as well. But thank you all so much. Look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Stay safe.
This podcast is brought to you by Baldwin Safety and Compliance, the leader in safety management for the transportation industry. Since 2004, Baldwin has been providing state-of-the-art solutions and 24/7 support to the aviation and transportation industries. Baldwin's clients include all sizes and types of transportation operators. Baldwin provides safety and related business services to commercial and non-commercial transportation operators, medical transporters, FBOs, MROs, airports, flight schools, UAS operators, firefighters, OEMs, ground transport operators, and others. Visit BaldwinSMS.com to discover how Baldwin can enhance your organization's safety program.